So we were talking last week about, well, we were doing our analysis and wondering or taking a closer look at what stops us from creating the movement that we want. You know, Vance Jones' take on it was that the left, after Barack got elected, lost its self-esteem, and that in movements, if you lose that confidence, that self-esteem, then you lose the movement. And the Raven, you had a different take on that. And we got to the point last week, we got to this place of, well, does analysis have to precede action? You know, and I was saying that my generation, I feel like we're a little more, let's just do it already, you know, less wanting to have that rooted place to do it from. But there's some validity to that, being able to, instead of just talk about it, do it, you know, be about it. I'm wondering, you know, any type of movement that takes place, does it have to be firmly rooted in analysis? And, you know, for example, if there was a movement here and here I'm saying in South Berkeley, that's where I'm from, and if there was a movement to teach young people how to build chicken coops so that they can learn basic carpentry skills and learn how to take care of chickens and have eggs that are, you know, for the community. And, you know, and that project right there would automatically be something where people would be interacting with each other. Natural conversations would take form in this setting, and a massive amount of growth would happen that would be organic and coming from just our love and connection to each other. You know, so that individual who's a part of that community that is doing this awesome thing with chickens, and each person in that is coming from a different place and has different belief systems, right? And maybe even different analysis as to what's going on, but they're there for a common reason. So what is wrong with something that may in fact be part of a vision, but it also may just, it's a simple fact, hey, eggs are really expensive. We need to, you know, we're coming together on this simple point of, we need to have a communal answer for this, you know, and isn't that powerful in and of itself without having to have a deeper analysis of what is going on? My question to you is, the individual who's a part of a movement, where do they need to be in order for them to be more effective, quote unquote?
And I would ask both, how big do you want to be and what is your goal? I was hoping with the Occupy movement, and I'm sure by their lights this happened, but I was hoping that there would be ongoing, in every encampment, political education to develop a better understanding of the forces at play that shape our lives, because these obviously have been the work of millennia in making. These forces have been developing over the course of thousands of years. And up until now, class society has not ended. So this suggests that there is a very organized effort to maintain it. And I believe it's really important at this particular moment in the human story for us to begin talking about whether or not we consider the structural underpinnings of a society skewed to benefit the few is really something we want to carry forward. So in answer to your question, whether or not just being part of a movement that is about self-sufficiency or in some sense communal action or, you know, mutual aid, which I believe must be our operating principle for any alternative, that if a movement embraces those general ideas, why isn't that enough? And I'm arguing it's not enough because we are up against a very organized resistance with a lot of focused, concentrated power directed towards a very clear vision. And on the street and in conversations, I've been saying that a focused vision and concentrated power is always going to defeat, diffuse goodness. So it gets back to asking ourselves, I agree with you, it is good, it feels good to honor our communal nature, to help one another. That feels real good. And if the goal is to feel good, you've succeeded in achieving your goal. But what I think it is very important for us to start talking about is that power has vastly bigger ambition and aims. And in fact, aims an ambition that embraces the entire planet. That means they have plans for the entire planet, which will result in increasing devastation of the planet and misery for those who are designated to be the sacrificial lambs for these very, very few to maintain a system skewed for that elite.